The University of Detroit Mercy presents another encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor radio program. Today's show takes us back to September 1994.
The University of Detroit Mercy presents Tell Me Your Symptoms. The University of Detroit Mercy Tower Chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, otherwise known as the University of Detroit Mercy Home Medical Advisor. The radio show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors and compare your symptoms and experiences with doctors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host.
No childbirth stories.
No childbirth, but we're big on polyps. I'm your host, Edmund DeWint, and today we have almost the whole darn crew with us.
You always bring the administrators in.
I always bring the administrators in, I'll tell you. On my right, from the Department of Religious Studies, the chair of that department, Professor George Pickering.
Mm-hmm.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
And there's nothing wrong with George.
Pleasure to be able to sit still. Pleasure to be able to speak.
On his right, from the Department of History and the Assistant Dean of the College of Liberal Arts, Professor Kathy Bush.
Hello, Edwin.
Hello, Kathy. And on Kathy's right, also from the Department of History and still chairman of nothing.
working on it.
Professor Greg Sumner.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on radio.
There we go.
And on Greg's right, from the Department of English, the sometime director of women's studies, Professor Claire Crabtree.
Hi. And wasn't there a Seals and Crofts song, the chairman of nothing? I think so.
Oh.
No, it was the king of nothing.
Pain, I think.
Well, king of nothing.
Well, Greg's the king
still
of nothing,
the king
too.
Of nothing.
There was, actually. Yeah.
Okay.
And
Greg was three at the time.
Seals and Crofts will appreciate the plug.
I bet.
They need it.
The catalog is not
they
moving.
Need it.
That's
sure.
Summer breeze.
And on Claire's right, my left, from the Department of English and the director of the Writing Across the Curriculum Program, otherwise known as the Writhing Across the Curriculum Program, and the director or managing editor, whatever you call that thing, of SICK.
Faculty
which
advisor.
For, right. Receive release time for.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
All of 1/2 hour a week. We don't spare the release time around here. Professor Hugh Kierlake.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Happy to be here.
Happy to have you here.
Yeah,
most of the questions you hear in this program are sent in by our listeners. If you stump the panel, you get the really neat stuff. And if you don't stump the panel, you get other kinds of neat stuff. But whatever it is, it's neat stuff.
You know, we should make a tape of before the show and make that the reward.
We actually should.
You know?
Yeah.
Like that, of course.
We'd be sued.
Right. Thank you.
We all lose
our
job.
The post office, you know, has a police department.
They do. They do. And I think we'd also discover that there are ways to break tenure.
Oh, okay.
Regardless of what our contract says.
I guess that's a bad idea.
Exactly.
In any event.
We are in the middle of a set of questions from our own Claire Crabtree. On right. Literature.
Right.
And you were doing well.
So far, I haven't known any of it.
And
about lips.
We had just done...
underwear.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, we had just
ribbons.
Done... Ribbons.
Ribbons.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
We just done James Joyce.
Well, you know, James Joyce used to carry dolls' underwear with him. Just a certain little habit
in
he
case,
had.
In case he met very
small people. And one time he was being pursued ardently by a young man. For whom he felt no affection. And the fellow kept coming around, and so Joyce reached into his pocket and slipped his fingers through the doll's underwear, and this was quite a secret that Joyce did this, and put his hand up on the table and walked his fingers with the doll's underwear toward this guy and tried to jump him, and at which point the poor fellow ran out of the cafeteria or whatever
it was. Is this in the authorized biography or the unauthorized?
You know, that's actually in the Ullman book.
I must have skipped that section. I would have remembered.
That's wonderful. Gosh.
I don't know if it's true. No, it's true, really. It's true. I was there.
Hey, it's as true as
I didn't go
get.
Running out of the cafeteria, though.
Well, now we shift gears and we move on to Faulkner.
No, you skipped all the Ulysses chapters. I thought they could do that.
No,
okay.
They could do it.
Okay, you can do
Wait
that.
Wait a minute. Where are they? That's the question.
So what? All
you
the
only gave him one sheet.
Only gave me one sheet.
It's on that sheet, though.
Is no, it? It isn't.
All the chapters.
Oh, yes,
of
it is. I'm sorry.
I just
sorry.
Didn't give the answers.
Yes,
I figured,
all right.
I don't know them, but I'm,
well,
they can
we still
do
have
it.
One James Joyce question left. Yes. No. Name the chapters of Ulysses.
Well Circe.
Circe.
Right.
They can do it.
The Symplegades. Mm. The just go through all the chapters of the Odyssey.
Right.
yeah.
Circe.
Let's do that. Do that
yeah. Time. Just go through yeah. all.
Circe.
Right.
Yeah. Telemachus. Penelope.
Yeah.
The one in the restaurant. The sirens. We did that.
The sirens.
I'm sure he'd be helping, but I don't know them either. I just figured you guys.
Could the Cyclops.
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 One-eyed
God.
Cyclops. Well,
good hand.
That's the one. I don't know. We need four more, I think.
Is it four or three?
I don't know.
See, two. I just did this so that they could show off.
Okay.
Yeah, they're right. Doing they're doing so well.
They are doing
it. Yeah. What do you mean?
I mean, Hugh is.
He is. It's reads about all
Greg
I can
and
remember.
I.
Come on, Ulysses.
Here.
Okay.
Oh
okay.
Guys, the original Ulysses.
Okay.
Didn't read it. We'll never read it.
The one I read had chapter 12, chapter 13.
I don't remember titles. Right, I don't remember titles.
Book
at
one.
All.
Yeah, we've done more than half.
Yeah, you've done it.
Really,
you've done most.
Is there a Scylla and Charybdis?
Yes,
there
we go. Yes, oh. yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Aeolus.
Oh,
yeah. The House of the Winds.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
The newspaper chapter. I can't get the opening chapter. I can tell you how it opens, but I can't.
All right, tell how it opens. And we'll
stately,
give you
plump Buck Mulligan slowly descended the stairs.
Well.
And then what is Leopold Bloom cooking for breakfast?
A kidney.
Kidneys. Good.
What a perverse, overrated book.
That's a hell of a book to read.
It's a wonderful book.
It's strictly for English departments.
Exactly.
It's a
Pat and Moby Dick.
Moby Dick, I might.
Although there's a lot of whaling information.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Dublin information.
Both of them are just little tenure machines.
Exactly.
Little what machines? Tenure machines? And when I was getting my master's with a kid...
You have a theory about this. You were talking about earlier about the importance of Ulysses for this
theory. That it's,
yeah.
I think in some ways it's become a sort of a crucial training ground for young literary scholars and their master's degree. It seems everybody takes it. Everybody has to do their first really detailed work on it because it's organized in ways that fit the way people were asking critical questions 30 years ago. So it's right up there.
And you end up doing research... In a sense, you're doing research just in your reading.
Just reading, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's great practice. And it's
I'll never forget a guy saying to me when I hadn't read it yet and I was like 21, oh, it's a lovely book.
It is.
And
not
I thought,
lovely.
Yo, lovely book, how dare you? But he was from Ireland.
Oh, well, then forgive
so
him.
So he never read it, you know. That's the,
no.
He just lived part
it. It was
of
easy for him.
Well, you know when Finnegan's Wake came out, Eliot said it would take a lifetime to read that book.
Mm-hmm.
And Joyce heard what he said, and he said, well, it would be a life well spent.
That's right. And then he laughed fiendishly and said, this will keep the professors busy for decades.
Yes. Okay. Well, now we move on to Faulkner.
Oh, my.
Who?
Faulkner.
Oh.
Who?
This hillbilly.
Now, wait a minute.
Name Faulkner's favorite hotel in New York.
The Algonquin. Nope.
The Waldorf.
Was it?
It was.
Oh, Algonquin.
Was, okay.
Was it really? Oh,
really?
Hello,
well, this
good
is
guess.
Casper Citron.
And do you remember what happened?
Coming to you from the what room? The what room? I never remember.
Of the Algonquin Hotel.
And do you remember the mishap that happened to Faulkner there in his room?
No, that was Tristram Shandy.
Can we talk about this on air, Claire? Or, no.
He got drunk and
fell down the steps.
Fell against the radiator and was burned badly.
Drunk?
Yeah.
Drunk?
Totally. Yep. Badly burned.
Goodness.
Mm-hmm. And we teach this in our schools.
Yep.
Well, at least they had a radiator that worked. The
Come July, they'll be on.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
What are the names of Faulkner's two daughters?
That's a good question.
And you've already had one of these.
That's right.
Alabama.
Alabama.
Oh, no. There were states' names.
Mm-hmm.
And Mississippi.
No.
Just one.
One is Alabama.
Yeah, the other one's a real name of sorts.
Is
real
it a flower or any?
No,
or
no,
a
no.
theological
Camilla?
Term?
No, it's a nursery rhyme.
It's a name of one of our very favorite graduates, recent graduates.
Timothy?
Gail.
Whose last name is Darling.
Jill.
Oh, Jack
right.
and Jill.
Jack
oh,
Jill.
I like Jill. I'm going to miss her.
What is the fate, or what was the fate of each daughter?
They're both dead.
No.
Oh, thank
They're
God.
Both alive.
Oh, worse yet.
No.
Now, what happened?
I bet one's dead.
One's dead, one's alive. Okay. Oh, they one killed the other.
There you go.
Can't you figure out what Jill, do you remember about Jill?
No.
Oh, okay. Alabama died as an infant, and he did give an incubator to that hospital or something.
Oh, yes.
But Jill rides to the hunt.
Oh, my God.
Jill Faulkner Summers.
That's all she does.
She rides to the hunt.
There are people
in Virginia.
Yeah. Truly.
Yes.
Her dad would be pleased.
My father.
Well, we thank Dr. Kirk Crabtree.
And where's my photographed autograph?
Well, it's coming.
Where's anybody's?
Yeah. Right.
I enjoyed those questions.
Those were fun.
No, good. No, that was fun. Often.
We should actually be fun to have members draw up their own list of questions.
Yeah.
And sit back
and
snicker.
Okay, Hugh, it's NHL time.
All right.
This set of questions comes from Renee Smith of Dearborn, Michigan, who says, hello, everyone. Here's a potpourri of trivia.
All right.
Yeah, that's
never noticed that
we're
experts. Sweets for the sweet, eh?
Trivia.
That whole term trivia, I haven't looked through these yet, but frequently what people call trivia, the rest of us call Western culture.
Wow.
It's like, who wrote Hamlet?
Some trivial guy.
Yeah, some trivial guy.
I mean, doesn't it mean...
Anne Hathaway's boyfriend.
From the trivia, I suppose.
Yeah. Or is it the three-way?
George, great.
Know. Name the Florida state motto.
Oh,
the come sunshine.
Burn with us. No.
A motto.
Oh, motto.
Come here, grow old, and die.
Yeah, really.
No water, no building code.
Bring your pension.
Something about oranges?
Nope. No.
Everglades?
No.
Alligator?
Brian?
It's very common. We have it on our coins.
In God we trust.
In God we trust.
Oh, please.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's right.
How boring.
Forget them.
No. No, I'm sorry.
Oh, Rex, hello.
Is your tape in the mail, by the way?
It's still in the mail. It hasn't arrived yet, but I'm waiting.
You'll report to us.
I definitely will have a Years of the Beast party.
An evangelical videotape about the end of the world.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Boy. You sent for it?
Of course.
Did you pay real money?
I paid real money.
You mean they taped it? The end of the world?
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Because I missed it.
I know.
I was away that week.
It sailed right past me, too. But now we can catch up. Who was the financier, advisor to Louis XIV, et cetera? He was also father of Madame de Stael.
Mr. de Stael, no.
Mr. de Stael, no.
Monsieur.
That's a good start.
Financial advisor to Louis XIV.
Yes.
Was he a Rothschild?
It's the kind of thing you would have described, I suppose, in my day, in the 50s, you would have described a stud in the back seat of a car as, you know.
Ben Franklin. No, that's before.
That's something different, yeah.
He was.
You're looking for a clue. This is a name clue. Not Lothario.
What did people do in the back seats of cars before they got to copulation?
Pet.
Well, another term for
necking.
Now you've got it.
Necker.
You've got it. Jacques Necker. That was
Jacques Necker.
Yes.
Wrong country.
He was a goalie with the
As the panel league. Sits here stupefied by this bit of news, let's take a little break.
You are listening to an encore presentation of a classic Ask the Professor program from September of 1994. Matt Mayo and the current panel of professors will return this summer with more brand new episodes. So send your questions today to atp@udmercy.edu.
We're back with our set of questions from Renee Smith of Dearborn, Michigan.
Right.
So far, so good, Renee.
The next question is, name the Irish writer of Rory O'More.
Oh, boy.
That's what it says, Rory O'More.
Playwright?
I don't know.
Recent?
I've never heard of him.
Oh, great.
There's not many
of them. What's the one who did it, Swim Two Birds?
Flann O'Brien.
Flann O'Brien. But what's really funny is his real name is why does he use Flann? To me, they're so similar. His real name is something like
Sean. It's neither of the
Sean
above. I mean, it's
O'Malley.
This is a name I've never heard of. It's certainly a name that... it's a synonym for Lothario.
Again?
busy week.
Necker.
Oh, no. Bo Brummel. Giovanni.
No, I mean, what's a Lothario?
A wolf?
Well, that's a kind of colloquial way of putting it. Just
right.
Basically. What,
I'm looking for something that could be
flatterer.
A
flatterer.
Not a lecher.
Flatterer.
A Romeo, a romancer.
Now you're getting
a
closer.
Romancer.
A seducer, a Romeo, a romancer. Take it once. Oh, no. He gets paid.
A romancer.
Just a general,
a flirt,
generic kind of.
Don Juan.
You know, some people have this problem when they're living with somebody. You know, this is my partner.
Impotence.
This is my boyfriend. This
my lover.
It. My, that's it.
My
that's
lover?
It. Samuel Lover.
Wow.
Oh, you
all
knew
right.
it.
No.
Oh.
Wonderful.
All right.
Whew. Oh, there.
There. Mm.
During what 2 years did the first Sino-Japanese War occur?
The it first? Ended in 1905.
Now, this is
that's
the first.
No, that's the Russo-Japanese this War. Was
one in the 1800s?
Yes.
Wait, early?
Very Sino?
Very early? Like
very,
18,
very late. 18,
they've been fighting like, for centuries.
Like 1894? Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. 1894, okay. 95. Hmm. That's it. Okay.
That was the first?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey. I think it was a
state
big
flower,
fight.
Name the state flower of North Carolina.
The
peach
tobacco
blossom.
Plant.
Peach blossom.
Of North Carolina.
Those are good. They're wrong.
All right.
They're
it's
gold.
Not like magnolia or something?
Well, it's like that.
Oh, is it?
Is it a tree?
Yeah.
Dogwood? I mean,
yes.
Oh,
yes.
Right. Dogwood.
Dogwood. Right. Yes.
Yeah, well.
Anne's always amazed. There are dogwood in your neighborhood up there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Dogwood
yeah.
in Michigan.
Geographically.
They can grow this far
do you
north.
Have
topographically.
You should grow one.
Yeah, I didn't know they'd grow here. But
well,
Anne,
they
yeah,
do.
Anne
they're
keeps
beautiful.
Saying, oh, yeah, they're all over our neighborhood.
Yeah.
I got a redbud if you want one that's about 3 feet high.
Mm.
I'm
gorgeous
saving tree. For someone well. To get up for you before it gets too big. Mm.
What is the name of the Russian author of The Demon?
Gogol?
No. Same
just
last
guessing.
Name as the as not? The name of the ballet impresario in the red shoes. Same last
oh,
name.
Oh, well, good. That's
oh,
a giveaway.
Yeah. begin with a G?
No, it begins with an L.
Leontief.
No. Good, though. Lermontov.
It's not
Lermontov.
Lermontov.
Okay, yeah,
Mikhail
have you
Lermontov.
Heard of this guy?
That's correct.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's
George, you're bluffing.
Of course.
Is what The is, Demon a recent, do we know if that's a recent novel?
No, I think it's 19th century. I think Lermontov
yeah, Lermontov.
Contemporary of Dostoevsky. And
yeah. Feels
okay.
Wheat.
Yeah.
Credit unions.
Loans. What are
wheat.
We doing? Free association?
Yeah.
Winds of change.
We do our best work when we're free association.
What is the name of the leader of the Chetniks in Yugoslavia, executed by Tito during World War II?
The name of the leader?
Mm-hmm.
Might we know this?
Probably not.
By Tito.
Yeah.
I'm just reading all this Eastern Europe stuff, but
that's right, because you're going there.
Yeah, but it's yeah. not in the
I have
forefront
no idea.
Of my mind.
We give up on that. Yeah.
Mikhailovich.
Mikhailovich. Oh, we could have done it from clues.
No,
oh, well.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
If we have 4 weeks.
Yeah.
But Edwin's clues are so fun. It's so much fun to just watch him thinking. Watch the wood burning. It comes out his ears.
How many men with the first name William signed the Declaration of Independence?
Seven.
That's so close.
Six.
Okay.
Yeah. So who were they?
William Ellery.
William
Morris.
Floyd,
William Ellery. William Floyd. William Packer. William Hopper. William Whipple. And William Williams.
William Whipple.
Not William Morris.
No.
Great
Bill Whipple signed
well, okay.
that, Bill Whipple.
No.
Mr.
Sam.
Whipple. Mr. Whipple. Who was Warren G. Harding's Secretary of State?
Mr. Keeping.
Someone more
Kellogg?
Memorable than Warren, no, perhaps.
Was that the time Kellogg Brian, or no, that was when Coolidge
no,
was,
that was
president?
What am I, a Harding?
Well,
no,
wait,
but
wait.
You teach this, eh?
Brian.
Is no.
he somebody who became more important?
The name's familiar to me.
Kellogg.
I don't know why.
He did not become...
Same last either. Name as the name of the very famous California billionaire recluse.
Hughes. First name?
William Charles... No, Charles...
Charles
Evans.
Charles Evans Hughes.
And he went on to
oh.
the
Supreme
Court.
That's it.
That's
okay.
In fact, I think he was chief.
Crazy Chuck.
Ooh. See why Greg's such a good teacher. He's just on intimate terms with all these people.
Harding especially.
Who was the author of Fables in Slang? Fables in Slang.
Boy, these Dearborn girls are really giving us a run for our money.
Darn right.
This is fun, but relevant? I don't know.
Let's see. Fables in
Slang. Why does it have to be relevant, you know?
To what? Relevant to what? Anyway.
And Joyce is relevant?
It's not. It's not.
I know it. It's relevant. If I don't know it, and most of
Oh, there it is. Now that's how it works. Thurber.
No. No.
An American, modern American.
I have no idea.
Will.
I can't even
what
give
are these
a clue.
Names?
We,
oh. Oh.
We give up on
George
that one.
Aide, A-D-E. Oh. I don't know.
No.
Yeah, you know.
He had a brother named Lemon, I think.
Yeah, right. Right.
But he was a writer, you know. The,
uh-oh.
The,
lowest form of humor, descending
what do you
fast.
Call it? Saturday Review, Harper's type thing, I think, in the 50s or so. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm. Aide? Oh, I think you're right, yeah. Yeah.
I seem to recall when I was a kid.
When you were a kid.
I was. And that's when I was.
In the Bible, where did Samson die? What city?
In.
Wait a minute.
In Agonistes. That's it.
No, that's not a city.
Toledo.
Jericho?
But there's a novel about with that title by Aldous Huxley. Eyeless Inn.
Oh, come on. We've got to be able
what
to do this.
City
did he pull down the temple?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how he died?
Mm-hmm.
Is this something with a C?
No. Begins with a G. Yeah.
Gomorrah?
It's still there.
Galilee?
There's a strip named after it.
Gaza?
Gaza!
Oh,
Gaza!
Gaza! Ah!
Now,
listen, is Eyeless and Gaza worth reading?
I don't know.
It was
don't ask
my,
me. My
it
parents
been on
had
my
it
reading
for years,
list.
And I tried to read it when I was in high school and lost interest about 100 pages into it and decided
you didn't have to
I'll read something else.
Yeah. Tono Bungay, that was on my
list. No, I never did.
I refuse. It's one of those folks.
Who took the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1912? I suppose this means he ran up the podium
an
and
American?
Stole it.
An American?
Not with this last name and not with his first name either. It looks German to me.
Oh.
But God knows he could have been an
for
American.
For literature?
The German name.
It's not someone you know?
No.
1912.
I don't know. We don't know.
Gerhard Hauptmann.
Oh,
Hauptmann.
That's
all
good.
Right.
Okay, that's fair.
Okay, he was good.
Okay. Who received the Oscar for Best Actor in 1952? It was a black and white film about a German prison camp.
William Holden.
That's right.
Oh, Stalag 17.
That's right. Who was Pocahontas' mother? What was her name?
Is that known?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, at least somebody made it up.
It's an Indian name.
Her alleged mother.
It better be. If it isn't, this is... Anyway.
Well, Pocahontas' mother, I don't know.
Powhatan.
Oh, you know, that's
right.
That's
his mother?
Yeah.
Her mother?
That's right.
Yeah.
Powhatan.
Blank minds.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay.
They named a highway or something after
they probably
her,
did,
right?
Yeah. In China, how many chao equals 1 yuan in currency?
100?
No.
10.
10, yes.
Oh.
Yes.
You slipped a decimal point.
It happened.
That's what
or
happens.
As they say in the engineering school, an order of magnitude.
Right.
Montana has one area code. What is it?
Oh. Lost.
Yeah, really. 911.
Get me out of here.
I want to escape.
The Big Sky Country.
Yeah.
Oh,
I call
one
it so infrequently.
Code,
right.
Let's see.
It's a four number.
Yes, it is.
George.
401.
I'll give you a half for that. Right?
Yes, George.
Not 401, but it's
no.
But it's less than 410.
409.
Keep coming.
Eight. Seven.
408.
Close.
Six.
406.
Yes,
406.
George. 406. How did you know that?
Don't tell a psychic.
What is the name of the first film Robin Williams appeared in?
Oh, that's a good question.
Wow.
1977, and it was a bomb.
Popeye.
Tells us. No.
No.
That was a bomb.
One that didn't make it.
All 70s movies.
Was he a principal, or was he just a little?
I have no idea.
Something in it.
No
we're
going to
know this, though.
I doubt it.
Goofy
I doubt it.
Partner
seriously.
Movie.
Well, let's do hints. You know.
Let's do hints.
Okay.
You light up my life.
About the title.
No, it has to do with something adolescent males do a lot of.
Uh oh.
Cruising.
The jerk.
No.
Cruising.
The jerk was a. Fun
That's so close, but that's not the film.
Because that was Steve Martin. We're talking Steve Martin or Robin Williams?
Robin Williams.
Okay.
And it's people tell you that if you keep doing this, something will happen to you.
Oh, yeah. I know what it is, but I'm not going to say.
All right. The name of the film is Can I Do It Till I Need Glasses? Oh.
Okay. I've seen that in the video store.
Is it a bomb?
I haven't seen the movie. I just
it
see the.
It sounds like a Woody Allen.
He couldn't read the label.
We need a little bell.
From 1980 to 1990, which state had the highest increase in population?
Probably Arizona.
Nevada.
No,
California.
But it began
Florida.
With an A.
Arizona.
Alaska?
Alaska.
Wow. Oh, percentage. 42%. Oh, percentage, right, yeah.
Why?
Pipeline.
It's not northern exposure.
No.
Because of the pipeline.
Which has the fewer calories? 5 ounces of beer, 5 ounces of whole milk, 5 teaspoons of sugar.
Five teaspoons of sugar.
Wrong.
Has the most or the fewest?
The fewest.
Beer.
I think sugar has 18 calories.
It's 500.
It's got to be the beer.
It is. Beer diet.
It's the beer. Yeah. 5 ounces of beer has 65 calories. Milk
that's
has 100.
That is like malarkey. That is like so wrong.
I'm not kidding. Really.
I don't believe it for a minute.
That's 5 ounces. That's just only five. You know how big that is?
Oh, that's not much beer.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
I guess I was thinking of a case.
Yeah, there you go. That's too far, Hugh. That's
telling
it,
me.
Boy.
Oh. I feel pretty full when it's good. Put out
We had a visitor from England recently, and I took him downtown, and he wanted to drink a local beer.
And you gave him shorts? I mean, Strohs?
Yes, he was deeply disappointed.
No, no, take him to TJ.
To continue the next program. Renee is winning, by the way.
You know it. Well, yes. You know it.
I think we have a winning person here, but we're going to take until next time to confirm that.
Local, too.
Yes. Thank In the meantime, hang on, and I'd like to thank the panel, Professor Pickering, Professor Bush,
Bye.
Professor Sumner,
Bye.
Professor Craig. Crabtree,
yes.
Professor Kulik.
Goodbye.
And now this word.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
1968.
I'm the man with all of the questions and most of the answers, Bill Raby. On my right is History Professor Frederick H. Hayes.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Fred. Normally on my left is Russell McLaughlin, but he's in Spain looking after some stock that the University of Detroit owns. And this leaves our guest middleman, Lawrence Kanjar, who is dean of the College of Engineering.
All alone.
No, what you're doing is replacing three people. The questions you had on the program are submitted by listeners. If you stump the experts, you will receive a subscription to a national magazine, the Atlantic, Harper's, or American. We have some amplification here. First of all, from Hanaban, Louisiana, Mrs. Elizabeth R. Beale. I heard a program last Saturday morning on WWL Radio that I understand was taped by the University of Detroit. You understand correctly. The question asked was, who named the flag Old Glory? Well, I know that William Driver called the flag Old Glory. William Driver was the master of the brig Charles Daggett. He raised the flag on his ship August the 10th, 1831, saying, I name thee Old Glory. Have you heard that story before, friend?
No, I haven't.
Well, it must be true. If
the interesting question now is, how does everybody else find out? How does something like this come into general usage?
All the members of his crew blabbed as soon as they hit ashore, you know.
Yes, you heard what the old man did. What a dumb thing.
Good PR man on the ship.
Yeah.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Smith Media Center and the University of Detroit Mercy Campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Pete Eldred. Our technical director is Paul Anders. Executive producer is Vivian Dix. And until next week, this is your host, Edwin Duant.
And we're back next week with another classic episode of Ask the Professor from September 1995.